This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Loveland police have arrested a man suspected of vandalizing an unofficial memorial to conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The damage occurred at a home in Loveland. The residents hung a banner on their fence reading, "R.I.P. Charlie Kirk, we stand with you." The sign was surrounded with American flags and solar lights. Overnight on Saturday, someone lit the display on fire and vandalized a car parked at the house. Police said their initial investigation suggested the damage was politically motivated. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Tomorrow, two events are scheduled in Fort Collins in honor of Kirk. They'll be hosted at Colorado State University. A new report from Colorado River researchers finds that water levels at the country's two biggest reservoirs are dropping fast. The authors are calling on lawmakers to protect Lake Powell in Arizona and Lake Mead in Nevada. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Negotiators are locked in talks about the future of those reservoirs after 2026, when the current rules for managing water there expire. But the authors of this report say a dry year could bring levels so low the reservoirs stop working before any new rules go into effect. Catherine Terra with the University of New Mexico is one of them.
The issue is that we just continue to draw down storage levels without working to build back storage. This isn't just a story about declining reservoir levels. This is a story about a bank account that's running dry.
Tara says the seven states that use the Colorado River have to quickly agree on cutbacks to fix this. That work will be hard, but Tara says it is possible with collaboration. I'm Alex Hager.
And that study is pending peer review. Thanks for being here with listener-supported CPR News and KRCC. You can also hear the day's top statewide news on our podcast, Colorado Today.